Shaila may not be the most relevant for all of us, but it came up in two different instances from two different directions. Someone had posted on the chat whether or not a truck driver requires putting a mezuzah in the area where he sleeps. So the way, I'm not sure all truck drivers, but I assume there's certain rules about how many weeks they're allowed to travel, how many weeks they're off. So at least this particular Shaila was, he travels for 3 weeks and then he takes off for a week. But during those 3 weeks, he sleeps in the overhead or something of the truck. Does that require a mezuzah? Secondly, some people have bought boats recently, so boats sometimes have houses, have bedrooms, bathrooms. Is that considered a deer? Is that considered a house where it would require a mezuzah? So that's the shaila. So there's a Yushalmi that says in Megillah that those who go in the Mafrisha Yam, those who travel by sea, sailors, it says clearly that they're pater from a mezuzah. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Reish Pei Vav and Hilchas Mezuzah in Sif Chav Zayin, he says that was only true, the boats they had back then. But he says, apparently, Sfino Shalanu, our boats that we have, Sheish Ben Batim, they have houses, Kavum, set houses on the boats, the Gam Besfinos HaHolchos HaHanaros, the boats that go up and down the rivers, these things, Sheish Bechol Sfina Beis Kavu, it wasn't just like a canoe or a kayak, there's a whole house on top of it, the whole area you could go inside, there was windows, there were bedrooms, all this, and he calls the Korinlo Kaita or something, Chayeves B'mezuzah Sherei Hi Dira Kul. The Aruch HaShulchan said, since the boats have a real house to live in, he does think one is chayiv in mezuzah. That being said, all the other poskim seem to argue in the Aruch HaShulchan. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch, he says in Siman Reish Pei Vav, Sif Yudalf, he says, Sukkos HaChag B'chag HaBayis Shebesfina HaChanuyos Shebeshukim. These three categories, sukkahs in the house on the boat, and also a storefront, all these are pturim. So even though Aruch HaShulchan felt that nowadays the boats are different, many poskim felt that's not the case, and there are four different reasons why a boat is pater from a sukkah. What are the four reasons? So Merkavis and Mishnah, he writes, because since boats move, they're nayir, they move back and forth, they shift around, they're not considered a beis dir kavua, and therefore it would be pater. Now, let's say you had a boat that would be kavua, very like a strong cruise ship, a huge cruise ship, or maybe a battleship of some sort, one of these from the Navy. Those probably don't move too much, if at all. You probably don't feel any of that. That would not be night. It wouldn't be moving in that way. So according to the Merkavis and Mishnah, seemingly big boats would be chayiv in mezuzah. It's only if you feel the movement of them would it be pater. Most of the boats that people are buying would probably be not a cruise ship, but probably one where you could actually feel it moving around. So that's one reason, because it's night. It kind of shakes back and forth. The Chuvas Betzel Chachma writes in Chel Gimel, Sim Pei Beis and Pei Gimel, he says the reason is because, not because of the movement, but because it doesn't stay in the same place, meaning it travels, it goes from place A to place B. So according to that, it would be pater, unless a person decides to stay in the same place and dock it for more than 30 days, only then would he be chayiv. But other than that, it goes from one place to another place. A beis dir is only something that stays in the same place. So according to the Betzel Chachma, a cruise ship, although you may not be able to feel the movement of it, it doesn't stay in the same makom, and that's a different reason why it would be pater. The Birke Yosef writes in this Siman Reish Pei Vav, he explains, because even if you do have a beis dir on it, it's not mu'edus, he writes, to be in the house for 30 days. Even though a person might want to live for 30 days, a typical boat and a house on top of it is not intended to live there for 30 days. It's for a few days, maybe a week or two, but not for a long period of time. Now, according to him, if you have a cruise ship, you have a battleship that are meant to people live in for months at a time, so then that would be, Roy, that would be considered a base dir keva. So according to the Birchei Yosef, you would be chayv on a very big boat, but if it was a smaller boat where it's only a dir's arai, he would say pater. So these are three reasons. I'll go to the fourth one in just a second. Either because you feel the movement, or because it never stays in the same place, or because it's not intended to be in for a long period of time. The fourth reason is brought down by the Stipler. The Stipler writes in Menachos that the reason why one is pater from a sfina, from a boat, is because the ikker purpose of a boat is not to live in. The ikker purpose is to travel. It's a means of travel. Granted, you might travel for a period of weeks, a period of months, perhaps even years, but that's not the intended purpose of a boat. The intended purpose of a boat is to travel on. Therefore, it's not going to ever be considered a beis dir, no matter how long you live there for, because the ikar purpose is to travel. Now, what if a person decides he wants to spend his life living on a boat? That's his case. For him, the ikar becomes he wants to live in a boat. So then the Chovas Hadar, which is one of the oldest Svarim, which is a very chashuv sefer in terms of Piskei Halacha and Mezuzah, he assumed like the stipler, the person decides that he does in fact want to live in a boat, he would be chayiv on in Mezuzah according to the stipler. But according to this sefer, Agur B'Halacha, he doesn't think that's the case. He thinks we don't assume like the stipler, we assume like the other opinions, and therefore if the boat moves, or if the boat travels, any of those, even though you plan to live there, it would be potter. The only way you'd be chayv in a mezuzah on a boat is if you plan to live there for a long period of time, it's docked for more than 30 days, and you don't feel any of the movement, only then would one be chayv. So, practically speaking, the people who I know who have boats, even if they do have a house or rooms, they would not be chayv in a mezuzah. Now, the same would extend as well to a truck. A person who has a truck and travels for a period of time, that too, unless a person is planning on parking his truck for 30 days and staying there, other than that, he'd be potter. Because number one is a truck is not meant to live in. It's meant to travel, so you're potter because of the stipler. Number two is it doesn't stay in one place, it moves to another place, so you're potter according to the Betel Chachma. Number three is you feel the movement. Now, granted, when you're sleeping, you don't feel the movement, but when you travel, you do feel the movement of the truck. So unless a person is in a truck, you know, one of those, they have that kind of docks, what do you call those things? Trailers, a trailer that is meant to just stay in a place. Like my daughter's high school is in a trailer for like years now. That's kavua. Now, even though you can move it back and forth, the ikar point is not to travel. The ikar point is for it to be stationary. So unless it's a truck that stays stationary and docked for more than a month, one would be putter in a mezuzah on a truck as well, on a car, on a wagon, all the other means of transportation. Okay, so we'll stop here. And Mir Hashem, tomorrow we're going to discuss the halachas of Shnai Mikra with respect to using English for Targum. Does that qualify? Someone asked.